Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Trivia Podcast, where I ask you questions about stuff you might not even know, but you just might if you watch TV shows and movies.
Hello and welcome to the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Sheehan, and in this episode, I'll be asking questions from Beauty and the Beast. Our guests today are Josh and Justine from the Scream Queens Horror Movie Road Trip Podcast. Guys, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
I'm excited to have you guys. Not only are you guys Evil Dead pros, but you guys are also Disney pros, right?
Yes, we have a huge love of everything Disney, and even in our own podcast, often visit like Disney World, and this year we're going to Disneyland to cover Disney.
Yeah, we love horror movies, and in a way, Disney can be some of the first like horror movies you see as a kid. Like, there's some scary stuff in some of these old Disney movies, so yeah. I think it's, you know, one kind of bleeds into the other in a way.
We call it Kinder Horror.
Kind of like what?
We call it Kinder Horror.
What is that?
Like Kinder for kid, like kid horror. Kinder Horror is kind of a term some people use.
All right. I am not a horror movie aficionado, so that was not one I am familiar with. But again, you guys crushed Evil Dead trivia last time you guys were here. I was excited to get you for Beauty and the Beast. And of course, in your podcast, you guys travel to scary places and watch a related film as well. I believe one of your more recent ones, you went to the Crescent Hotel in Arkansas and watched 1408.
Yes, we yes. did.
What would possess you to go to the most haunted hotel in America and watch that Stephen King movie?
Sometimes we're brave, you know?
Yeah. We have the audacity sometimes.
Well, I think we're kind of on the verge, too, of, like, believers / non-believers. You know, we want to believe, but we're kind of skeptics at the same time. So we sure. don't mind going to these places just to see, you know.
Like, will anything happen? This time, we had an incident in the bathroom happen with some towels, which we are both convinced was a ghost.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah. Some folded towels on the toilet was our ghost experience.
Folded towels. Definitely not like a room service thing.
Yeah, I wonder if it was someone who used to do room service.
Just tidying up around the bathroom. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are the type of people, like, instead of, like, would you, like, be paid $1 million to sleep in this haunted house, you guys would not only do it, but record a podcast and watch a scary movie while you were there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That sounds like a good time.
I don't know if this got brought up on our last recording, but my family visited Oregon a couple years ago, and we got to see the outside of the hotel that was used for The Shining.
Fantastic. Cool.
I've always wanted to see it.
Such a cool experience. Not only was like it exactly what I thought about when I remembered the movie, but it was a foggy day. You know, it was just intimidating going up there. The whole atmosphere was perfect, and it was such a cool experience.
I'd love to stay there at the Overlook Hotel one day.
Yeah, it's definitely on our bucket list of places to road trip.
Of course. Well, before we get any further, do you guys have a favorite animated Disney moment?
Go ahead, Justine. Do you know yours?
You know, actually, it popped into my head. The moment where Belle is in her beautiful yellow ball gown with the Beast, I mean, it's an iconic scene, and it's definitely something I can remember from childhood seeing. And it's romantic, but it's also like, I want to do that. I want to spin around in my ball gown and have Angela Lansbury sing a song to me. That sounds amazing.
With the Beast?
Yes. Yeah, I'll take the Beast. He has a really awesome library.
Yes, he does. Oh, that's awesome, Justine. What about you, Josh?
You know, it's funny. I was almost going to say that because Beauty and the Beast is my favorite Disney movie. But I'll go with the Be Our Guest moment. You know, that whole show-stopping number. It's so fun and just all over the place. And the animation's great in that sequence, too.
A very fun song.
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't think you guys are going to be disappointed with some of these questions here. So we are going to get started. But before we do, to my current listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you rate and subscribe and get some friends to do the same. You can send in your own trivia, email the show, and sign up for my Patreon to get 4 sweet bonus episodes a month. But more on that after some trivia. Josh and Justine, are you guys ready to go?
We're ready.
All right, starting with round one, the easy round. Question number one. What was the prince's punishment for turning the old woman away? Question number two. How can the spell be broken? Question number three. If the Beast cannot break the curse, what happens? Question number four. When the Beast concealed himself in the castle, what was his only window to the outside world? Question number five. Belle sings that the town is full of people who are waking up to say... What? Oh, man, I don't... I might just edit that out.
No, don't.
No, that was good.
Oh, boy. Question number six. Where is Belle headed in the town in the beginning of the movie? Question number seven. What song does Lumiere sing to Belle during dinner? And question number eight. What color is Belle's dress in the ballroom? Going back to question number one, what was the prince's punishment for turning the old woman away?
To be turned into a beast.
Absolutely correct. Yep, turned into a hideous beast, apparently the narrator said, I think, and have that spell put on the castle.
Yes, the whole shebang.
Yeah, an enchanted castle.
Oh, man, that was something I wanted to ask you guys. If you guys had to travel for your podcast for this movie, do you have a location you think you might go?
Ooh, yeah, I think some kind of castle.
Ooh, maybe that castle that's like in Germany.
Yeah, it would have to be like a road trip / flight podcast.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Or a French cat. We'd have to find
some. Yeah,
it would
have to be a chateau. It would have to be French.
A chateau, a chalet.
I'm sure the people sitting next to you would love to hear you record a podcast on a plane.
Yeah, right. They're like, shut up.
They can't get enough of each other.
Oh, boy. Question number two. How can the spell be broken?
To love and be loved in return.
Absolutely correct. There was a follow-up I wanted to ask to that here for a little bonus point. The enchanted rose would continue to bloom until the Beast turned how old?
21.
21?
21 is correct. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm over 21, and I'm just saying, I'd be cursed. Man, 21 seems a little harsh.
Yeah, right?
You know, they didn't live as long back in those days.
Okay.
It's like middle age.
Let's say it was that. Okay, speaking of, how old do we know how old Gaston is?
I mean...
He looks like he's pushing 40
or
something.
Yeah, he looks every bit like 39.
Except we know everybody who stars in a Disney movie in this time period is a teenager, so...
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, man. Question number three. If the Beast cannot break the curse, what happens?
They stay in their form forever.
Remains a beast for all time is correct. Gotta say, this is awfully cruel to the people that work in the castle.
I know, they're like, we were just dusting and serving the food.
Yeah, we're just taking care of the castle, and next thing you know, I'm a teapot.
I did exactly what I was supposed to do. Lumiere seems to have no problem loving, and, you know, and now he's cursed.
Yeah.
Man. Question number four. When the Beast concealed himself in the castle, what was his only window to the outside world?
His magic mirror.
The magic mirror is correct. Yep. Question number five here. Not going to do it again, but Belle sings that the town is full of people who are waking up to say what?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour is correct.
I thought we would help you out there and we'd sing a little too.
We brought that full circle for you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, during that song, question number six, where is Belle headed in the town in that scene in the beginning of the movie?
She's going to the library, right? To,
like the bookstore?
Yeah, to get the other book that's available.
The bookshop is correct. During this whole scene, it is such a punk move how the whole town is singing how funny a girl Belle is right in front of her.
I know, and she just walks right on, head held high.
She's twirling all them haters.
Jeez Louise. Well, I love how 7 and 8 are your guys' favorite moments. Justin, what song does Lumiere sing to Belle during dinner?
Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest is correct. And Justine, I'm sorry. I said Justin instead of Josh.
Oh, you're totally fine. We moved right along.
I combined them. My bad. Well, Justine, question number 8. What color is Belle's dress in the ballroom?
It is golden yellow.
I just had yellow, but absolutely correct.
Yay!
You guys are 9 for 8 right now.
Whoop, whoop!
We got this.
Although this being your guys's, or at least Josh's favorite movie, I have no doubt that you guys are going to crush this.
I've seen it a time or two.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Ooh, when's the last time you guys watched it?
Maybe earlier today.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I gave it a quick rewatch today.
Excellent.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
All right. Well, moving on to the medium round with question number 9. The narrator tells us the story of the prince in the beginning through what format? Question number 10. Gaston plans to marry Belle because she's the only one in town as beautiful as who? Question number 11. Gaston takes Belle's book, saying, "How can you read this? There's no what?" Question number 12. How does Belle get her father freed from the Beast? Question number 13. The Beast's dog takes what form? Question number 14. Mrs. Potts and Lumiere say above all, the Beast must do what to help woo Belle? And question number 15. What's the only room Lumiere and Cogsworth mention that almost draws Belle away from the West Wing? Going back to question number 9. The narrator tells the story of the prince in the beginning through what format, through what medium?
Stained glass.
Stained glass. Painted glass is correct. Now, there's no way that was just hanging around the castle, right?
He's like, what a coincidence that that window turned out to be exactly what happened.
I didn't see that coming. question number two. Well, you know, I guess in his defense there, he knows it would have worked out.
Right.
True, yeah.
Someone's going to come along.
the minute before the last petal falls. question number 10. Gaston plans to marry Belle because she's the only one in town as beautiful as who?
Himself.
Himself is correct. Yep. And question number 11, another Gaston one. Gaston takes Belle's book, saying, "How can you read this? There's no what?"
Pictures.
Pictures is correct. Oh, boy. All the best books have them. question number 12. How does Belle get her father freed from the Beast?
She trades places with him.
offers to trade places is correct for, and he says for all time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, forever.
Man, and I believe I looked this up. I was like curious about all like the main characters' ages for these first couple of Disney movies because I remember them being notoriously young.
Yeah.
And she 100% is a teenager, meaning she lived not long before agreeing to be imprisoned forever.
Yeah, that's really depressing.
I don't think she really thought it out.
She seemed a little panicked in the moment, I guess.
Yeah. She was just like, okay, it's cold. Let's get my dad out of here.
And then she goes immediate Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. Immediate Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. She's like, no, this is great.
I have a library.
Yeah. I'm in love.
He can't be that bad. Yeah.
Question number 13. The Beast's dog takes what form?
Oh, the footstool.
Mm-hmm.
The footstool. The Ottoman is correct. I thought that was a little more difficult a question. I think Lumiere and Cogsworth are definitely Mrs. Potts. Everyone knows them. But I think I would have struggled with the Ottoman if I hadn't seen this in a while.
Yeah, I always liked the little Ottoman. Yeah.
It's very fitting that the dog is the little footstool Ottoman.
It's a very fun Ottoman. Man, and for it to come whenever you need to put your feet up?
Right? It's always by your side.
Question number 14. Mrs. Potts and Lumiere say, above all, the Beast must do what to help woo Belle?
He must control his temper.
Was that said in the same cadence as they said it?
Probably.
That sounded rehearsed. Must control his temper is correct.
He must control his temper.
And question number 15. What's the only room Lumiere and Cogsworth mention that almost draws Belle away from the West Wing?
The library.
The library, her favorite spot. To end round two, you guys are 16 for 15 right now.
Woohoo!
I like that.
I have 5 hard questions left, starting with question number 16. What does Gaston mistakenly attack on the roof that he thought was the Beast? Question number 17. Once Chip turns back into a boy, he asks if he still has to do what? Question number 18. Gaston sings he uses what in all his decorating? And part two of that, Gaston starts another song saying he's been what, which LeFou says is a dangerous pastime. Question number 19 for 3 points. When the Beast says he wants to do something nice for Belle, what does Cogsworth suggest? And question number 20 for 4 points. The book Belle borrows from the bookshop in the beginning is her favorite, and she mentions it's about what? Going back to question number 16, what does Gaston mistakenly attack on the roof that he thought was the Beast?
A gargoyle?
A gargoyle is correct. Rewatching all these Disney movies back to back, there are a lot of gargoyles.
Yes. Especially in The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I didn't even get to that one. Question number 17. Once Chip turns back into a boy, he asks if he still has to do what?
Does he have to sleep in the cupboard still?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sleep in the cupboard is correct. Ooh. Oh, no. I got to save it for the bonus round here. There's an interesting line in the Be Our Guest song that I'm very curious to hear your guys' opinions on.
Okay. Let's go, bonus.
I can't mention anymore until we... Okay, never mind. We'll get there. Question number 18. Gaston sings he uses what in all of his decorating?
Antlers.
Antlers is correct. And speaking of that song, maybe the next, Gaston starts another song saying he's been what, which LeFou says is a dangerous pastime.
Thinking.
LeFou, I'm afraid I've been thinking is correct.
It's kind of scary.
I saw the live action Beauty and the Beast, must have been years ago at this point. But I cannot think of a better LeFou than Josh Gad.
Oh, he was great, yeah.
Yes. I mean, he's Olaf. He's all of our, like, fave Disney character sidekicks.
He's amazing. Have you guys ever seen his TV show? It got canceled after one season, called 1600 Pen.
No.
No, but I'm assuming it's something to do with the White House?
It was. His dad was Bill Pullman, and he was the president, and it was about them and their family living in the White House. And again, I just thought Josh Gad was delightful.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yep. Question number 19 for 3 points. When the Beast says he wants to do something nice for Belle, what does Cogsworth suggest?
I remember one of them, he says, promises you don't intend to keep.
Okay, that's all.
Chocolates and...
And one more.
Poetry?
Not poetry.
You could... Yeah, that's the one I always remember because it's just funny.
Yeah.
Promises you don't intend to keep. Chocolates.
The first one is a more common one you'd expect, maybe...
Flowers?
Flowers is correct.
There we go. I knew it was something rather like just typical.
First, you were typical. Promises you don't intend to keep was not expecting.
And I actually believe that's an ad lib by the
voice actor,
and they kept it in.
Really?
Yes.
That's so cool. I love that kind of stuff. That's part of the reason I did start this podcast, was so that I could learn more about these movies as well.
Oh, yeah.
And question number 20 for 4 points. The book Belle borrows from the bookshop in the beginning is her favorite, and she mentions it's about what?
Far off places, a daring sword fight, and a prince in disguise.
Absolutely correct. There is one other part. Kind of like...
Did we say sword fights?
I said sword fights, yeah.
Far off places, daring sword fights...
Dueling adventures or something like adventures?
This more has to do with how the prince became the way he is.
Oh, an enchanted prince?
Oh, you're dancing around it, but it's not enchanted prince. Magic spells.
Oh, magic spells.
And a prince in disguise. Good for another 3 points still.
Go us!
You guys are 26 out of 20. Congratulations.
Woo!
Celebrate.
Come on. All right. Now that there's a song I'll sing. There's a song I'll sing. I don't trust myself with these Disney songs here, but that song I can listen to on the regular. Guys, before we start this bonus episode, would you like to plug your stuff?
Sure, we are. Scream Queens Horror Movie Road Trip Podcast.
And we're just two besties going around the USA, visiting spooky places and covering spooky movies.
And you can find us on all the social media at ScreamQueensPodcast.com, YouTube, all the places.
Now, this episode doesn't come out for a while from when we're recording it here, but do you guys have a plan for what's next?
We are going to Disneyland, actually, next episode in March, and we'll be covering the Black Cauldron.
Okay, that's one I don't know if I've seen. Is that actually a scary one, as far as kinder horror?
Yeah.
It kind of scared me.
It came out in the early 80s, and they kind of say it kind of destroyed Disney's reputation for a hot minute. Didn't do well. Parents accuse it of being too scary. They've kind of never gets like a good wide release, like on Blu-ray or, you know, all the things.
And even the princess doesn't really have, she's not really celebrated like all the other princesses in Disney movies. So,
but yeah, it's actually pretty terrifying.
We're excited to cover it and go to Disneyland.
Yeah. It's on Disney Plus.
Interesting. Now I'm trying to think of like scary animated things. And the first two that come to my mind, I don't think are Disney. I know a lot of parents are wary about showing their kids Monster House, which I think is hysterical.
I love that movie.
And I know Coraline is supposed to be a little creepy, but I've never seen it.
Oh, no, it is. It's good. Check it out.
All right. And again, links to all of Josh and Justine's stuff are in the show notes, so be sure to check them out there. We are about to record a bonus episode, so if you'd like to check that out, you can listen to all the bonus episodes on Patreon for just $2 a month. Head on over to iTunes to drop a rating and tell someone you know about the show. It would really mean a lot. Lastly, if you have questions of your own or answers to any of mine, feel free to email me at tvtriviapod@gmail.com or reach out on any of the socials at tvtriviapod. Josh and Justine, thank you guys so much for coming back. I can't wait to do this bonus episode with you.
We're excited. Stay tuned.
Listeners, thank you, and stay tuned for more trivia.